You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. Spring 2021 and Primo application. So the question I'm getting asked at the moment is, bearing in mind what a cold and brutal spring it's been, when should I next apply my Primo? What application window should I put in between these two plant growth regulators? Well, it has been a horrible spring. April was very, very cold, record-breaking cold temperatures. May hasn't exactly picked up. The difference is we've gone wet. So how should you time your Primo applications during periods like this? Well, the simplest advice and the easiest way I can explain it to people is, if it's cool but just about growing, then apply every 4 weeks. So once a month, monthly applications if it's cool, like we've had this year. If it's peak of the summer and you're in July, June period, when the sun is shining and everything's growing, then apply every 2 weeks, so every 14 days. And if you're in between those, if you're kind of in and out of growth, or you're not in the peak but things are just happening, then apply every 3 weeks. If you stick to that principle, you will not go far wrong. That is far better than applying consistently throughout the year. Now, would you still do that even though this has been a cold spring? And yes, absolutely I would. The very purpose of this kind of model, and I'll go into GDD and the science behind it a little later, but the purpose of that varied longevity or application window is to help you adjust your application so you get consistent levels of growth suppression. The colder it is, the longer plant growth regulators last. The warmer it is, the shorter period of time it lasts. And that is the same for all gibberellic acid inhibitor plant growth regulators. They will vary their longevity depending on the temperature. So the next question I get asked when I'm talking to people is, what do I do if I want more growth suppression? Well, my first response to this at the moment is, why do you want to be suppressing growth during a cold spring? Nature is suppressing growth for you. Give your greens every chance you can. However, I appreciate you're managing your greens, and what you're asking me is how you suppress grass knot. Well, you're not asking for my opinion on this, so I'm not going to give it. So if you want to increase the level of suppression you've got, then simply up the Primo rate for that next application. Remember that 0.4 litres a hectare is your max label rate on greens. So there's two things to remember here, two key points. It's the rate that influences the amount of suppression, and the temperature regulates the longevity. So the next question this always leads on to, well, if I increase the rate, will it last longer? Well, technically, yes, but not really on greens. In order to gain more longevity from Primo, you need to significantly increase the rate. So you need to go from kind of 0.2 litres a hectare to 1.5 litres a hectare. And if you were to do that, you would extend the longevity of it, but you'd also massively increase the amount of suppression. And 1.5 litres a hectare is not a rate that we would recommend on greens. It is probably going to hit those greens too hard. So the kind of rate changes that you would make on greens are kind of 0.2 litres a hectare to 0.4 litres a hectare. And that small change isn't going to give you enough longevity to really adjust the program for. So yes, if you were to massively increase the rate, you would increase the longevity, but by doubling the rate, you do not double the longevity. So technically yes, but in reality on greens probably not. So the GDD bit, what's the science behind this? Well, for those of you that just want to take the simple stuff, which I would recommend you do, I would switch off now and run away. For the science behind it, you'll probably be aware, if you listen to this stuff regularly or read my blogs, that I've been encouraging people to change their GDD model. I've been encouraging them to use 200 growth degree days with a base temperature of zero to guide their Primo applications. In the UK, we've slipped into a bit of a habit of using 6 degrees as a base temperature, which just doesn't give a good indication of product longevity during the spring. And I've done some other blogs on that, which can easily be found on the Greencast Advisory blog page. So on the back of that advice and me saying, you know, change it to 200 gross degree days with a zero base temperature, how does that actually look this spring? Well, I've put the two models on the blog, so you can have a look at those, and I've graphed them out to see how it would work. Now, if you had applied your first Primo application on the 24th of March, I'm using that as our hypothetical date, because if you remember back to the end of March, we had a really nice period. I remember dropping the kids off at school with a pair of shorts and flip-flops on for that last week of March. It was only 2 or 3 days, and then it disappeared pretty quickly, and we went into that really cold April. Now, if we'd assumed that we were going to go into spring during that period and you'd applied then, what would have happened? Now, using a 6 degree base temperature and 150 gross degree days, which is the recommended model that I've even been recommending in the past, we would not yet, as of the 19th of May, hit that second application. That period would not have got there. It looks like it'll probably be somewhere around the 24th, sticking to that 6 base degree model. And if we'd done that, that really wouldn't have given us the longevity of control that we'd hoped for. The model does not stack up with that, because as much as I'd love to say Primo would have lasted nearly 2 months, it wouldn't. There are so many other influencing factors like soil microbiology, UV light, bit of plant growth, all of those things would have been influencing it, and it would have run out. And so one application would not have got you through that period. If you had seen suppression after that first 4 weeks, it's likely to be temperature related because it's so cold, rather than the plant growth regulator doing a job. And looking at that, I can see why people haven't committed to the plan, because that 6 degree model just isn't a good one for spring and summer. Look, the 6 degree model is brilliant for measuring grass growth, but it's poor for measuring product longevity. And if you were to use that 150 gross degree day model at 6 degrees base temperature, it's highly likely to take you in and out of growth regulation throughout this spring and autumn period. Now, if we look at the 0 degree base temp model with a 200 gross degree day setup, that is on the blog as well, then you can see the first app would have gone down on the 24th of March, same as the previous setup. The next application would have been required on the 27th of March, and the third application would be early next week, so approximately 24th. So in simple terms, if it's cool but just about growing, like we've had this spring, apply every 4 weeks. If it's in the peak summer, June, July, apply every 2 weeks. And if you're in between, go every 3 weeks. Stick to those rules, and you're pretty much there. If you want to fine tune it, go onto the Greencast website and you go into the GDD tool, set up all your thresholds. But if you just stick to the 4-3-2 system, it works pretty damn well, and it will get you a lot closer than doing it in some other ways. Hope that helps, and take care. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.